Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Pennsylvania House has passed a bill with dedicated funding for SEPTA and mass transit across Pennsylvania. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort tells us the bill also sets aside additional funding for roads and takes steps for comprehensive transportation funding reform.
The bill from Philadelphia Democrat and House Transportation Committee Chairman Ed Nielsen does not raise the state sales tax, but instead directs a higher percentage to mass transit, adding an additional $300 million. The bill was amended on the House floor to also direct more money to roads and bridges, and Nielsen says it lays the groundwork for a long-term transportation funding plan.
A bipartisan commission will be asked to develop a comprehensive proposal to address Pennsylvania's transportation needs all across the Commonwealth.
Nielsen notes the Pennsylvania legislature hasn't passed a major transportation package since 2013.
The commission will put together a list of potential revenue sources for the General Assembly to consider. It will also be put together a list of potential cost savings, including private-public partnerships to make our system work.
The bill passed the House 107-96 and heads to the state Senate. Those opposed to the plan say while it doesn't specifically raise taxes, it also doesn't account for the $300 million it shifts to transportation, and they say that money was being spent somewhere. Jim Melwort, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A man was killed, another injured. This in a shooting at a Mayfair home early this morning. Happened around 3 a.m. near Walker and Wellington Streets. Investigators say someone let two men into the home, and they went to the basement where they shot a 49-year-old man multiple times. He's stable. Now, Chief Inspector Scott Small says the shooters killed another man on their way out of the house.
When they were exiting that property is when they shot the victim who was driving the BMW sedan. It appears he was just returning home because he lived there also.
Police say they had trouble interviewing the 49-year-old because of a language barrier, but they have an interpreter at the hospital now. Investigators looking at surveillance video from nearby homes to identify the suspects.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.